This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
And today in the hot seat is Brian Nesmith, the CEO of Arctic Wolf. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you.
So tell us, what does Arctic Wolf do?
SOC as a service. Basically, we help companies that can't watch their infrastructure find bad things going on in their network.
SOC as a service. Does this mean you're enabling another company to become an MSSP, or you're helping augment folks who don't have the staff?
Some of both. For a company itself, if they don't have the resources or the money or the people, we'll provide that for them as a service. Or if it's an MSP, we can enable them to sell this as a service to their end customers. So you'll actually get both.
Is this something for mid-market, for large enterprises, for government? Where is this getting deployed?
Yeah, I mean, everybody needs a SOC. So it's hard, for anybody to believe that. But in the end, if you don't have a SOC, you don't know what's really going on. Smaller companies, which is where we're focused, they just can't afford it or they can't hire the right kinds of people. So it would be small, mid-sized company, 50 to 5,000, as we like to say.
So, Brian, how would I deploy SOC as a service? Am I getting an endpoint agent? Am I getting some connections in the cloud? How does it get deployed and what is it offering me?
So we have to get plugged into the network and be able to see what's going on. So partly we'll plug into all the egress points to the internet. We want to see everything going in and out of the company. And then at various other parts, picking up what we call log data from other systems. So we might deploy things or we might get it from the actual customer.
So in the small business, they don't have the staff to handle volumes of alerts, right, and to not know which alerts are the ones to deal with. You're going to kind of pinpoint with accuracy what alert to worry about?
Exactly. We pride ourselves on we're not going to send you a false positive. So if we send you an alert, it's going to be real, something you need to pay attention. We're also persistent. If you don't respond when we tell you something's going on, we're going to repeat, send it back again, say, hey, you're not paying attention to this.
What kind of alerts are we going to see? Is it related to email risk with phishing attacks? Is it related to ransomware or zero-day malware or a malicious insider? Or is it all of the above?
All of the above. You just don't know where the badness is going to come from. So mostly from people doing silly things. They click on things. They install things. They do things they just shouldn't be doing. But obviously, you got the much more aggressive, intentional actors, the bad employees, hackers, other folks like that you need to deal with. Badness can come from anywhere.
But you're really taking that whole load of all these alerts and issues and risks, and you're shifting it to your SOC as a service where you're going to let them know, red alert, there's a problem.
Yeah. To give you a sense, one of our security engineers will look at probably about 5,000 investigations, as we call them, a day, and three of them are real.
So that's great. So you're taking all the noise away.
All of it.
And that will really ease the burden to a tiny IT staff that typically it doesn't have the training or skills or tool set.
That's right. And so they don't have to question, oh, I need to go research this to see if it's real. It's like, no, this is real. What am I going to go do?
And what's a deployment cycle? Let's say you're a 50-employee company versus a 5,000. How quickly can I get SOC as a service running from Arctic Wolf?
Depends a little bit on how your network's put together. We generally want to be able to see all the traffic going in and out of the company, so all your egress points to the internet. So if you have a lot of those, it's going to be a little bit more work to get up and running. If you have a couple, it's basically a box that we put in line and be able to detect traffic as it's passing it. And then a little bit of configuration of other log sources. Generally about 10 to 30 days before you're fully functional. But we find stuff 0 hour. When we go in, put the first sensor in the network, we generally find something within that first hour.
Sounds like a great service. So we're going to go to arcticwolf.com to learn more about it. And from 50 to 5,000 employees, we're going to shift our SOC to kind of an off-site solution.
There you go.
This sounds fantastic. We had a great hot seat interview, and you're going to learn more about Arctic Wolf by visiting their website at arcticwolf.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.